This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, this is hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at Boyd's Gun Stocks. Well, I told you before we went on break what's coming up. So once again, tonight it is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. And before she introduces her guest to her. Tatiana, I had a discussion today. Some of you, if you don't follow Tatiana on Instagram, you should, but there's a picture of Tatiana there with Mark Stone, the owner and CEO of Nighthawk. And when I go out to Arkansas, whenever I finally make it out there, Tatiana, I get to go and raid the box that says Tatiana Whitlock on it that's got all of your stuff in it.
Oh, no. Well, take pictures lovingly with them and send me, you know, ransom notes or something.
That's something.
That's what will happen.
There you go. Anyway, it is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock, and here she comes. Who have you got with you today?
This evening, we are joined by Diana Muller. And like so many of the amazing women we've had join us on the Weaponized Woman show, I met Diana at the A Girl and a Gun National Conference out in Texas. And I was immediately impressed by her poise, her grace, and her professional presence, in addition to her quick wit and an amazing sense of humor. And we'll hopefully get to tease you with some of that later, Diana. Her gun handling and shooting skills are exceptional, and her teaching and communication abilities are equally on par. Diana, an abbreviated resume, Diana is a retired law enforcement officer of 22 years. She's a competitive shooter of incredible note, holding numerous world championships and high lady titles across multiple shooting disciplines, and has represented the USA in a number of international competitions and continues to grow into the future. She's also the champion of the all-women Second Amendment advocacy movement, which we have featured on the show called the DC Project. And would love to talk with you a little bit more about that, Diana. Welcome.
Hi. It's like, do go on.
Have I made you blush yet?
Yeah, I'm like, I love being here. And I'm a little creeped out by Bill talking about whatever he's talking about, stalking you in a different state.
No. She has a box of Nighthawks at Nighthawk Custom, and I'm going to be raiding that when I go to Nighthawk Custom. I'm not stalked. There's not enough money for me to stalk Tatiana Whitlock. I know who she dates, and I'm more afraid of her than her boyfriend.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. I've been hoping to get you on the show for a while, so I'm thrilled you were able to make the schedules work. Diana, everybody is always very curious to know the origin story. How did you get introduced to firearms, and how did this become your entire world?
Well, it's kind of a long path to firearms. That my father was in law enforcement early on in his career, and then his insurance company was across the street from the police department in the small town that we lived in. So I was always around law enforcement, and I was always around guns. And I think that's probably what led to my career in law enforcement, 22 years on the Tulsa Police Department. But when I left Missouri, North Central Missouri, to find a job, I wanted to go down to horse country. We had always, we had been raised in showing horses. So barrel racing was kind of my hobby, and I wanted to go down to more horse country. That's how I ended up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They were hiring, and it was good horse country. So I ended up here, and for about the first, I'd say, 18 years of my adult life by myself, I pursued barrel racing. I had dabbled in competition when I was in high school with my father and a little bit in college, but I came back to horses as soon as I got on my own two feet and could afford to do that. So 18 years later, the USSA, United States Shooting Academy in Tulsa, built a really pretty range, and I kind of forced myself to go out to a USPSA match just to get behind my gun for work purposes, you know, just a little bit more time behind the gun. And you know, it's just a God thing. I mean, I lived in a barn with horses, 30 acres, six horses, horse trailer, tractor, the whole kit and caboodle. And that was my life. And then what, 3-4 years later down the road, I sold everything in 2011 because I had just fallen in love with the people of the shooting sports. And I would have never imagined my life without horses. And here I am since 2011. I've been horse free and been focused on firearms, the shooting sports, and now more recently advocating for the Second Amendment a little bit stronger. Woo! Told you it was long.
Yes.
Is Tatiana still there?
I find that impressive. How do you like the activist side of it so far?
It stresses me out. The more I pay attention to politics and what's going on in our country, I don't know if it's just that I'm paying attention more or if things are getting as bad as I think they're getting. But I feel an urgency to educate people and to bring them into the fold of our firearms community, because we are definitely losing ground when it comes to messaging, and I feel like there's a steam train coming down the tracks, and it's just getting faster and faster when each tragedy happens and everybody starts talking about we have to do something, and they're always talking about gun control, and I'm like, yes, we have to do something. We have to stand up and be our own first responders. We have to be educated. We have to be prepared. The times have changed. I mean, if both of these most recent incidents, if anybody had had a firearm to combat force with force, we would not have the body count that we do.
No, and the Alabama McDonald's, where a armed citizen stopped a rampage killer in his tracks. Kroger.
Right.
You know, we've got all kinds of stuff. And Tatiana's phone locked up, and she is back now. So I didn't even know that. This is how uncanny I am at my job, Diana. So no need to get creeped out by me. I'm just uncanny. But anyway. Listen, and one thing I'm going to tell you, Diana, about the advocacy part of it, okay? Don't let it get to you too bad.
Yeah.
Don't let it get to you too bad, because the political side of it is, there's sometimes when you get out there and you look at things and you're just thinking, wow, they're just snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. And you just shake your head and dust yourself off and just keep on going, because empirical data and sheer honesty and truth is on our side as far as what we actually bring to the table. But we're coming up on the break. And Tatiana had a unfortunate iPhone mishap. And when we get back, she will take over the weaponized woman once again. Although I am going to, I'm going to figure out some way or other for you to introduce me, Tatiana. And if you don't introduce me as good as that, well, I'll be sad. This is The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock, exclusive here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Tonight it is the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock. Tatiana, are you 5x5?
I am good to go.
Okay, I will stand back and you guys have at it.
Sure. So I want to continue the conversation about Second Amendment advocacy because it's something that I'm finding more and more women are compelled to participate in. At small levels, as far as social interactions at the PTA, just allowing the conversation to flow and not allow it to be combative, but more of an informational exchange between people whose curiosity gets piqued about the subject of firearms, all the way to the lengths that Diana has taken. It is the founder of the DC Project, which is a grassroots effort that brings 50 women, one from every state, to DC every year to meet with their legislatures on behalf of the Second Amendment and gun owners. It presents an opportunity for each one of these individuals to share with their legislative officials their perspective as mothers, as competition shooters, as hunters and conservationists, and some of them even as Democrats. We have quite a diverse group of people that come together to advocate for what the Second Amendment means to them, being a woman. And this was all championed by Diana. And I've always really wanted to ask you this question. How did you get this idea? Because it's become such an incredible positive movement on behalf of the Second Amendment community.
Well, I'm going to say it was a God thing again because myself, my husband, and the Mitchellicks were in towards the East Coast, and on bookend weekends we had matches, so we were going to go do something touristy, so we decided to go to D.C. And I have a friend that lives out there and does some political work, and she said, "Do you want to meet your congressman?" And I was like, I don't care, I guess. I mean, that's what you do when you're in D.C. And so I took the meeting, and we're sitting in there and just visiting with him. It was a very easy conversation since he's from Oklahoma and Pro-2A. He actually owns part of or supports some kind of rifle company. I can't remember the name of it now. But anyway, it was an easy conversation, and it was just during that meeting I said, "Hey, you know, there's a lot of misinformation going on around this place." I said, "Is there something that we should be doing as professional shooters to reach out to our legislators and educate them?" And we had, you know, we kind of went back and forth, and I, it just kind of a light bulb moment. I thought, okay, I can't go into all 50. I can't go into all the representatives. I have to go into just Oklahoma City. More than just me, I'm going to need one from every state. And I thought, we went back. My husband and I went back with another couple, and the boys. I just couldn't get the boys really excited about where we were and what we were doing. And it kind of drove me to looking at the women. And I thought, well, women do have a stronger voice when it comes to supporting the Second Amendment because we break those stereotypes. We're not the old white male, redneck, cut off, sleeve, driving the truck. So everything was just kind of massaged into now we are one woman from every state. We're not just professional shooters. We run the gamut of what gun ownership means and what you can do with it. We have had women who have been victims of sexual assault, people that have one gal that has actually defended herself with a firearm. We've had hunters, grandmas, daughters. I think our youngest was 12 that went this year. Mm-hmm. And she's a three gunner, so maybe she's 13, 12 or 13. She's tiny. Ashlyn Thomas out of Texas. But yeah, it turned out better than I would have ever imagined because of the diversity. In my mind, I thought it would be really easy for professional shooters to be the group because we're easy to vet. But in actuality, the way it turned out, it was much better than I had envisioned previously.
Well, to see you all together is pretty impressive. And to to see the media start to cover this. Obviously, it's within our community right now because it's counter to pop culture and mainstream media to see exactly who we are as the face of the Second Amendment. We don't fit those stereotypes, therefore we don't make mainstream press. However, we are starting to see more and more media channels pick up this story and take interest in the work that's being done because we are getting a front row seat. We are getting face time with people who are actually making legislation happen. And that doesn't get to happen for every group that tries so hard. Now, I've heard a number of different stories from people who participated. Generally speaking, how are our ladies received? Is it a positive experience when they walk into their elected officials' offices?
For the most part, yes, whether they be a pro-state or an anti-representative, they have mostly treated us with respect and listened to our points of view and our stories. Because really all we're doing is introducing ourselves and offering ourselves as a resource for education to their office. So, but there are the stories of the people that Dick Durbin out of Illinois is lives up to his name when it comes to speaking to our girls, and he's very rude. But we just have to keep going back and let him realize that he's wrong, and we aren't somebody, we aren't people to be feared or bastardized. We're just your normal everyday people that really support the Constitution.
Amazing. Law-abiding Americans going to speak to their elected officials. It's incredible. And we're polite and we're kind and we're courteous. Amazing how that works. Now, Diana, for folks who are interested in learning more about the DC Project and supporting the program and perhaps participating, how can they find more about you?
DCproject.info will take them to a page right now at a Girl and a Gun website, but it's DCproject.info, and it has a lot of information about it. I am missing states from the Northeast. It's difficult for me to connect with a lot of people up there because we don't go up there. The gun laws are so horrible that there's nothing up there for me. So it's hard for me to connect. So anybody in the Northeast, reach out to me. We're still trying to fill states.
Fantastic. And if they're interested in finding out more about you, how can folks find you online?
Oh, Facebook, Diana Moeller 3Gun, and then IG. You can find me, Di3Gun.
All right. We'll be back with more of The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest, Diana Mueller. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
As Florida heads towards a machine recount for the Senate and gubernatorial races, current Republican Governor Rick Scott and Senate candidate running against Democrat Bill Nelson has one question for Broward County election officials.
Broward County came up with 78,000 more votes after the election night. How did Palm Beach County come up with 15,000 more votes? They can't tell us where they came from. They can't tell us how they got there. There's no transparency.
On Friday, President Trump issued an order to deny asylum rights to migrants who entered the country illegally. The ACLU in Northern California is already challenging that ruling. Firefighters in Southern California are doing what they can to protect homes in Ventura and Los Angeles counties from fast-moving wildfires. We're hearing over 30,000 homes have been evacuated, and Acting Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This is the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest Diana Mueller. Ladies, please, if you will, have at it.
Certainly. Well, earlier this month, Time Magazine released a very interesting publication called Guns in America. And they worked with a French artist who spent months interviewing and videoing over 200, close to 250 individuals across the gun debate nationwide. And it's a really beautiful piece artistically. And it also really captures where we stand as a nation right now, from very, very pro to very, very anti folks surrounding the topic of firearms in America. And a number of incredible women, a number of women who've been on this show with us, are featured here, including Diana. Diana, what was this experience like?
Well, in the beginning, it was really scary. I mean, it was Time Magazine calling pro-gun people for an article. And if we have learned anything from mainstream media, it's to be skeptical because of Katie Couric's little mishap of, doctoring her stuff to make us look bad. So I couldn't wrap my arms around what the mural and what the art project was going to be until really I got to the first photo shoot and I was able to see some of JR's work and previous murals that he had done. So, looking back on it, it was an amazing experience. And I feel like Time did a wonderful job of being fair and giving me a voice, giving me and other people like me voices where we don't necessarily get asked our opinion. We only get lectured to and browbeat. So I think it turned out amazing. There's so many different facets to it. It's not just the front cover of Time. It is also online, and you can go online, look at Guns in America, and then the mural actually moves digitally. So everybody that's in the picture, he asked them to do a small movement. For example, mine is I've got my gun up on target, and then I bring it back down and zoom my scope up a little bit and then put it back up. And other people are doing whatever, raising their signs or whatever it is that they wanted to do. So you can see a little bit of motion, which is visually awesome. And then also you can click on each person that participated, 245 different people and their story. So you can click on my story, and they put a microphone in front of my face and said, what does the gun issue mean to you? There was no debate. There was no, it was just, what did I want to say about the gun issue and the Second Amendment? So I felt like it was one of the few times that we have been showcased and highlighted and actually hear our voices at the table. So it was awesome.
It's really a very powerful piece, and I encourage everyone who's listening to go online and explore it a little bit. You may see some faces that you recognize, and you may see a number that you don't. And it really does span the diverse experience we have here. Some of the individuals on the no thank you to firearms side, to be gentle, their stories are passionate, just as passionate as ours are. And it feels like there's pieces of information that are missing. And this really does do an incredible job of collecting all of these voices and giving you quite the spectrum. Now, Diana, what did you focus on in your interview? What was your primary message?
Well, my primary message was that guns are a tool, and I use them for many different reasons, none of which are criminal. But, you know, I talked about being a police officer for 22 years and how I've seen evil and how I don't want anybody to be left defenseless, and how I know how long it takes me to get to your house when you call 911. I talked about being a professional shooter. I talked about being a hunter. I talked about being a citizen and what the founding fathers did for us in the Second Amendment. So all in all, I just wanted to educate people on how the firearm culture is a lot deeper than what they see on TV, in the movies, or on the nightly news.
And this whole piece with Time, it raised a lot of really interesting emotions. I know there was a huge surge of pride from the firearms community because, just as you said, it's given us an opportunity to share our voice, to share our stories. And, again, I'm looking at the faces on this mural, and there are a lot of great individuals, and we really do span an incredible spectrum, race, ethnicity, creed, even across sides of the political aisle here. It's amazing, and it's a beautiful image in and of itself. But that image, while we embrace it, also has the opposite side. It also evokes a lot of emotion from the anti-gun community. And the mural itself was defaced.
Yes. Within 48 hours, probably 36 hours. I was actually in New York City for the launch at Time's request, and we had a great evening, and I actually got to go to Time Magazine and tour their office with one other person in the project who was the anti-side. His name's Anton Lucky out of Dallas, and we couldn't be two different people because he's an ex-gang member, ex-con, and I'm an ex-police officer, and we were laughing about how now we're kind of on the same path of trying to, you know, bring back something to our community to make them safer. So after spending an afternoon with him, you know, he got up that night at the art project reveal at the art gallery, and we both got to speak. And he basically, you know, I'm going to pat ourselves on the back because he listened. He listened to our stories, and he said that, you know, I've been with Diana, and we didn't even talk much about guns, but I kind of changed my mind on the gun ban that I said I supported. So I feel like, you know, it's all in education.
It most certainly is. And this does an incredible job of, and in both sides of this coin, you know, it's, many of us have not quite heard. We know what we believe. We know what we feel and what we live being firearms owners. But we often can forget that this tool that we are so familiar with is very foreign to many people. And it holds this stigma, this almost mythical presence to many people. And they form their opinions as such based on what they know of from primetime TV and from Hollywood. And, of course, right. popular news media as well. So this gives us both a set of references that is a very, very positive one, I think. And while it was defaced, I think that the online opportunity to go and dive in exists. Diana, again, how can people go online and find this project?
Time.com and then search for, actually, Time.com, Guns in America. I can't remember if it's a dash or... a slash or what, but forward slash Guns in America. But if you just go to time.com and look for the Guns in America, you can't miss it, and you can look at the whole project. But there's also a part of it where they encourage people to request that the project come to your hometown because they want, the artists wanted to start a conversation and have both sides presented. So I feel like our community could really take advantage of something that we don't usually get.
Excellent. And if they're interested in finding out more about you online, how can they find you?
Look for me on Facebook, of course, and at Diana Mueller 3Gun is my athlete page. I would love it if your listeners would just come connect with me there. And then also on Instagram, I'm Die3Gun. It's just kind of fun. I like that. I love pictures, but I'm so busy. It's tough to do that all the time, you know?
Excellent.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Tatiana Whitlock, it is the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest, Diana Mueller. Ladies, one more segment, please, if you don't mind.
Are we boring you?
No.
Okay.
Who asked me that? Which one of you asked me that?
It was Diana. That was Di.
Why would you think that, Diana?
Well, I just want to make sure the viewers are happy or the listeners are happy.
Oh, no, Tatiana, the problem with Tatiana is that after she leaves, that's when everybody will be unhappy.
Nice.
So, I sit around here and I'm like, I've called her several times going, you have to show up for the show every day. And you have to do every hour with me. 15 hours a week, Tatiana. And then she'll be
everybody
like, but Bill.
Everybody get a price.
Exactly. That's the problem.
Speaking of that, that's a perfect transition. So there's this interesting thing that happens when you go from being an enthusiast in the firearms community to someone who is acting in a professional standpoint, and it is the world of transitioning into being a sponsored shooter. And in many instances, the price is simply the professional esteem of being affiliated with a major brand who appreciates what you do, who appreciates the message that you deliver and the type of person that you are that reflects the quality of brand that they are. And what I have seen since the first time I picked up a handgun, which was 7 years ago to now, is this incredible, very positive evolution within the firearms industry away from looking for female representatives of their brand to be a over-centralized female role to being someone of intelligence and competence with a firearm, not just how you look with a firearm, but how you are able to handle and be proficient with that piece of equipment, to a very high level of professionalism, which is raising the esteem of brands across the firearms industry. And it's fundamentally changing in many ways gun culture to a very positive place that is welcoming young youth shooters and women of all demographics
ages, abilities, which is only furthering the Second Amendment and growing the base of women nationwide. Thus, you see this always growing statistic of why women are the fastest growing demographic within our community. Diana is no exception. She embodies all of those positive qualities and has worked with quite a few brands. Diana, who are some of the brands that you are presently representing?
Very well said, by the way. That was like very inspirational. I am partnered with Benelli is my shotgun, Benelli M2. And then I shoot a Hayes Custom 2011. A 2011, for your listeners, if they aren't familiar with it, is kind of a modified, souped-up 1911. And super nice gun from Hayes Custom. And I also shoot an F1 rifle. So I shoot what's called three guns. So I need all three platforms, a rifle, pistol, and a shotgun. And my rifle is an F1 rifle. They're out of Houston, Texas area. And they have the most amazing anodization, proprietary anodization process, and their colors are amazing on there. But then, you know, I feel like I've got the A-team for my rifle because it's topped off with Leupold and a hyperfire trigger. And it's at this level, it's nice to be partnered with the best, and you have to have the best equipment to really be at the top of the game. So all of that is fueled by Fiocchi and hydrogen powder, and then I'm clothed by 5.11.
Awesome.
And my favorite place to shoot, in the whole world is Rockcastle Shooting Center in Park City, Kentucky.
Now, you have some events coming up, and I want to make sure we spend some time talking about these, because these matches, if you're not familiar with them and you're a listener, I highly recommend you go and Google them, look them up, and if you're able to participate or even just to go and enjoy the experience. We need to support our shooting sports. They are the athletes that lend credibility to what we do and what we love. So what are some of the events that you have coming up, Diana?
Well, we are actually, since we were talking about the DC Project, we're going to do a DC Project fundraiser. It's a three-gun match, but it's a two-man team match. So this is, there's not a whole lot of team stuff in three-gun, and I absolutely love it when I can find a match. So Val Montgomery at Reveille Peak Ranch, and then Charles Stoll out of Shooting Strategic Match Design, they are big proponents of the DC Project, and they were wanting to raise money, so they got together and they're putting on this match. It's going to be in Reveille Peak Ranch is in Burnett, right outside Burnett, Texas, which is about an hour outside Austin. And it's going to be on June 7th through the 9th. And Friday night, we're going to have a kind of a bash, more like a Friends of the NRA feel banquet with trying to raise some funds with the raffles and auctions and entertainment and some fun. So that's open, completely open to the public, plus the shooters that are going to be there. So that's really exciting on the 2019 calendar. And also, I've always wanted training when it comes to being in front of a camera or understanding how social media works. When we go to matches, we're really a one-man band. So we're trying to do so many different things, and I don't feel like I'm capturing it all. So I've decided to put together what's called an Ambassador Academy. So trying to create better brand ambassadors. And so this March is going to be the very first inaugural Ambassador Academy. It's going to be right outside Orlando, Florida at a private range. And we're going to cover all sorts of topics. So if anybody is within listening distance and wants information on that, just reach out to me on social media through Facebook, Diana Muller 3-Gun, and I can get them the information. It's really in infancy right now, so I don't have good websites up for that. But it's coming, and I certainly want to get the information out to people if they're interested.
And I think there will be lots of interest from that. I know I was lucky enough to have some mentors come in just out of the blue, decide they wanted to give me some critical advice as I rose through this journey and continue to. And those little pearls of wisdom have been huge in influencing the decisions I've made, how I've represented myself. So for there to be a resource for individuals looking to participate at this professional level, I think is amazing. Learn from our mistakes, miss the landmines that we know how to tell you how to avoid, and then, you know, represent yourself the best that you can so that the brands that you're working with are also best represented. It's an absolutely huge component.
And it's not just me teaching. I'll probably have some sort of something to add, but I'm going to hire experts in every field, whether it be on-camera work or social media work or videography and editing. We're going to have experts come in each of those areas to teach. So it's I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that sounds like fun. Keep me posted. I'm really curious about that. Now, as we're coming to the close of this interview, I want to make sure we recap again all of the many ways that you can reach out and communicate with or follow the work that Diana and the competition and the advocacy work that Diana has been doing. So, Diana, just a quick recap for those interested in the DC project and your competitions and this ongoing program, how can folks find you online?
Okay, so we'll start with me because I have all of the answers if it's nowhere else. So let's go Diana Muller 3Gun on Facebook, and you can message me there and I can point you in any direction. But there is a dcproject.info website that has a lot of information about what we do in DC and what that project looks like. And then there will be a page for the match, the upcoming DC Project fundraiser match. It's not going to be called that. It's going to be Teams of Freedom. And we're looking for a sponsor. So if anybody's out there, you know, looking for a title sponsor, somebody that wants their name on it, the brand. So that's about it.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I hope we can have you back on the show again.
Anytime. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Tatiana. Thank you, Diana. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.